receiver, but a lightning rod for discussion and controversy. He got a tryout for 2 or 3 days with the Montreal Expos, and they've offered him a contract, and they have a deal. Here's the general manager of the Alouettes. Here's Jim Popp. James, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
Excellent, thanks. So let's go to the beginning of this. Who contacted who? Did Chad or his people contact you and ask for a look? Did you get in touch with him? How'd it work?
Kind of interesting enough. I mean, there was an understanding. We had him on the negotiation list. He was tweeting some stuff out there publicly. We had not contacted him. I really didn't know how to contact him. I didn't want to do it publicly. But the funny thing is that he was working out with Chris Carter at his facility in Boca Raton, and Chris calls me out of the blue and goes, "Hey, Jim, who has the rights to Chad Johnson? Does anybody have the rights?" And I said, "We do." And he said, "Get out of here." He says, "This guy can still play." And that, it just went from there. So, you know, I had Chris really talk to him. I had Chris work him out for a few days and monitor him. And then he called me back. He says, "You really need to take a look." And then we talked. And then I invited him up to Vero Beach and kind of like on a three-day job interview. And we went through the process to see where both parties were to see if it was a fit.
I'm going to guess, Jim, that this wasn't just about his ability to still play football, because the guy comes with a little bit of history, baggage, maybe the wrong term, that may be overstating it. But he's not just a guy. He's a guy who's been the center of attention for a good portion of his career in the NFL. Was that part of the evaluation too, his character, personality, etc.?
Well, yes. I mean, we do that with all players. We try to find out as much as we can about each guy. We go through a very thorough process. You know, we don't find every little thing. We don't have the resources to do that in the CFL. But, you know, people he's played for, people he's played with, we talk to all those people to try to get a real sincere understanding. Now, what you get, Chad Johnson, this. I mean, right now he's a very humble person. He wants to play football. But the Chad Johnson that everybody knows, Ocho Cinco, you know, I guess in some ways you can, I'm not comparing the player, comparing the media machine, you know, is kind of like a Deion Sanders.
Yep.
And, you know, these are marketing geniuses of their own kind. And, but what the normal fan or even maybe, and most media people cover these guys knew this. I mean, Chad Johnson is a tremendously hardworking guy. That's why he's a six-time Pro Bowler. You know, he didn't get that because he's Ocho Cinco. He's a hard worker, doesn't miss meetings, stays at every practice till the very end, doesn't take time off. You know, and that's what Deion Sanders was. I mean, now when the lights came on, the showmanship came out, and they sold themselves in many different ways. And you either liked them or you disliked them. But that's what we knew about him before he came. And when he came, he's very humbled. He's very hungry. He doesn't want to end his career the way it did. He didn't care about money. He just wanted to be on a team that accepted him with another chance. And he showed that for 3 days and did a great job. And everybody accepted him, and the players want to play with him. So it was a good three-day interview.
Is he treating this, Jim, is this just an audition for the NFL, or is this something else?
Oh, I don't think he's thinking that anymore. You know, again, he's 36 years old, and he's in as good a shape as any 25-year-old is. And I don't think he looks at that way at all. I think that he probably knows that that's over with. It didn't end the way he wanted it to, Bob. And he still wants to play for the fun. He wants to play because he has a passion to do it. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't want to go out that way. I think he just wasn't satisfied with the way his career ended, and he still wants to play. I mean, he might be one of these rare athletes that if someone gave him the chance to do it, I can tell you right now, he could still be playing the NFL by his skill set. And he might be one of these guys that, you know, it's like Damon Allen, Anthony Calvillo could play until they're 40, 41 years old, 43 years old. I mean, he's in phenomenal shape, and he takes care of himself, and you can tell. And so he's a little bit of not the norm when it comes to his being at the level he is at his age.
You know, I alluded to off-the-field stuff, Jim, and I know it does play a factor, but you have to kind of weigh it appropriately. For many people, and you'll know this to be true, for many people, the last time they saw Ocho Cinco or Johnson was in a courtroom when he slapped his lawyer's butt after a case went in his way, and the judge was so offended by it, he winds up spending a couple of days in jail. You know, it's sort of a reflection of the kind of Ocho Cinco show that we saw while he was in the National Football League, but off the field of play. You know, I'm sure you're aware of that. It's still played on the news from time to time. How do you mitigate that? What do you think of that? How does it play into your decision-making process?
Well, we go through this process with a lot of players and a lot of employees, just like I'm sure within the business that you're in and any business that exists. You know, what we do have is a very, very high-profile athlete that's followed by, my understanding, 3.5 million Twitter followers, one of the highest-profile followed pro athletes in the world. And so he'll be the first to tell you he made a mistake. He's very ashamed of his mistakes, and I'm not speaking for him. And he's very humbled, and he wants to do good, and he's very apologetic. And it took away something he loved. So he just wants an opportunity to get back on the field. So, but to answer your question thoroughly, we go through that process with all players. And there's a number of players that aren't that high profile that have those issues, that are playing in the NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and the CFL, that don't get repeated and played over and over and over. And it's a year to year, even to see if you get a work permit for them to come to play in the CFL.
Yeah.
But they're on, as we all are, doing our job on audition at all times and performance rating to maintain and how you represent that team. Now, we are a team and an organization that have given people second chances a number of times. And we are willing to help people better themselves, and that's part of our process from the owner down. And but we study those people before we ever bring them to our organization to see if they are good candidates, that they will maintain the high integrity we expect. And we do think that with him.
I only got about 30 seconds. I need a fairly quick answer to this one. The story we have is he's got a 2-year contract. I'm assuming it's one plus an option. Is that true?
Yes, correct.
And are there conditions under which Ocho Cinco Johnson could get out if an NFL team showed interest maybe after the first year?
Never discussed. He never brings it up, and he made it very clear it's not about playing in the NFL. He doesn't need money. He just wants to be a part of some place that wants to be a part of him, and he wants to show good and do well.
Jim Goody to take time for us today. We appreciate it as always. All the best. Talk to you soon, I hope.
My pleasure as always. Thank you.